on the third floor of a brownstone in the village. Someone's practicing Bach. And at a desk in an office lined with cubicles and screens, a man reevaluates his stock. There's a mother holding dinner for her son who's due home late, and the burners on her stove are set to low. A girl gets undressed, a child gets some rest, and the summer traffic is slow. As the sun disappears behind New Jersey's gray horizon, people wrap up their days. But tonight, if you peeked in through the walls of this apartment, you'd see the beginning of a life-changing phase. For at 9 in the evening, on this ordinary Thursday, while the country watches TV, Jason says he's in love with me. And I can't hear the sirens, I can't feel the heat. All of a sudden there's an earthquake in my stomach, so the tremors of the city can't come. On this ordinary Thursday, which isn't ordinary at all. Most days by now, I have run all my errands, I have read all my email, I have talked on the phone. Most days by now, I have dealt with the laundry, I have nuked up my dinner, and I've done it alone. Most nights I catch myself gazing through curtains into worlds that are richer and fuller and fine. But tonight, for once, the riches are mine. Let them see what they will. We'll just sit, and with wonder in my eyes, I'll let him hold me. All is quiet and still. Then at 9 in the evening, on this ordinary Thursday, while the neighbors tuck themselves in, Jason says it again. On this ordinary Thursday, with this extraordinary man, watch me fall on this one spectacular evening, on this ordinary Thursday, which isn't ordinary.